All right, welcome back to another podcast. My name is C.M. Manjunath. If you're interested in course creation, marketing your online courses, or selling them effectively, then this podcast is going to be great for you. Subscribe to this podcast so that you get the best value. On this specific podcast, we are going to talk about some of the tips to generate more leads for your online course. Ready? Let's do it. Number one, content marketing. There's only one type of marketing that's left in the world. That's content marketing. Seth Godin, who's a marketing guru, says that. And I totally agree with him on this. The only type of marketing that's left in the world is content marketing. Content marketing is the process of providing information, useful information for your target audience, so that they can benefit, they can see the value that you offer, and they'll come back for more. And it makes it easy for you to generate that lead and sell your course to them because they already know your value. Content marketing is the number one thing you should do. Number two, YouTube. This is a visual world. Most people seem to like visual content. Create YouTube videos, again, content on YouTube videos so that people can see you for what you are. The value you offer, the kind of person that you are, all that plays into the buying. And people will realize that when they see you on video because it's as if that you're talking to them. That's what videos are about. So YouTube is wonderful because YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. Unlike other social media platforms such as Facebook, for example, you post something, it'll remain on the feed for what, maybe 24 hours and then it disappears because there's a barrage of information on social media platforms. YouTube, on the other hand, is discoverable. Like I told you, it's like a search engine. It is a search engine. So people go to YouTube to find how to do something and they could find your content. Your YouTube video, your video on YouTube could be discovered by your target audience even years down the line because it adds value to them. That you couldn't say about Facebook or even LinkedIn or Twitter. That makes YouTube very special. So create videos, video content, and publish it on YouTube. It's going to be great for you to generate leads and sell your courses better. Number three, engagement. An engaged community is highly likely to buy from you. So when you post content, whether it's your blog, podcast, videos on YouTube, or within your Facebook group, or even on other people's Facebook group, it doesn't matter. If people ask questions, it is your responsibility to answer them, engage with them. When you do that, you will notice that you'll be able to easily generate leads for your courses. One of my mentors is TJ Walker. He's got over 1 million students on Udemy. But guess what? He is everywhere, whether it's in the Udemy's comment section, YouTube's comment section, the Facebook group for his community. He's always there and he's always giving feedback, offering suggestions, guidance. That is remarkable. If a person, a trainer, a course creator with over 1 million students can do that, I can do that. You could do that too. It's about making your target audience the priority. It is about making their concerns, their questions, answering them your priority. When you do that, you know what? You don't need to worry about generating leads because leads will come your way. They will search, seek, and find you. All right, those are the three concepts. Do content marketing. Use YouTube. It's a great channel. And engage with your audience. With that out of the way, let's get into the techniques. What kind of content do you create? That's the one question most course creators, trainers struggle with. What is the topic I should be creating content about for YouTube, for my blogs, for my podcast. You know what? It's very simple. It should be based on your target audience's questions. So, number one technique to generate leads and sell your courses online effectively is to find questions. How do you find them? Well, here are the three techniques. Number one, become a part of Facebook group or groups within your niche. Observe, find out what the members are asking. What are their questions? What do they discuss about? What are their concerns? Make a list of that. Open up a spreadsheet, copy and paste these questions. Okay, and your job, really, if you want to create good content, and content marketing is at the base of your generating leads and success, find those questions that people are asking. Okay, make a list of that. Go to Quora.com. Quora is a question and answer website. Type in your query in the search box and find all those related questions. Copy them, paste them on the spreadsheet. Again, make that list as long as you can. Number three, go to Google. Type your query. Google itself is going to give you a section on the Google search engine results page, and it's called People Also Ask. Now, these questions are being asked by people around the world that's within your niche. Pick up all those questions, paste them on your spreadsheet. Make it 100, 200, 500, even 1,000 questions. Guess what? These questions will form the basis for your content creation. Those, my friend, are the topics for you. You don't have to worry about topic ideas anymore, right? You have all of them right there. Sometimes thousands of questions. On to step number two. The technique number two, or step number two in doing content marketing, video content especially, is to find answers for those questions. Now that you have the questions, your task is to find answers. Now you can draw from your experience, or you can learn, do, and then teach. Now that's a golden triangle my mentor Siddharth Rajshekhar talks about. It is okay to not have the answers. You couldn't have all the answers. So do the research. Once you research, implement it, try and learn from what you do. That's learn, do, teach. He calls it the golden triangle of success. Learn, do, teach. If you like that concept, subscribe to this podcast, because there's much more powerful stuff coming your way on these podcasts. Answer the questions. Number three, lead magnet and emails collection. So what you got to do is not just provide content and let go, not just create some useful videos, publish them and let that be. It doesn't work like that. If you really want to benefit from this, you've got to get email addresses of those people who read your blog post, who listened to your podcast, who watched your YouTube video. Get them to share their name and email address. Now, once you have that, they are giving you the permission to take that relationship to the next level. So, get those email addresses. Start nurturing those relationships, which is point number four, engagement. It is super important for you to engage with people. So, I'm going to go back to the lead magnet, point number three, and engagement back and forth a little bit. So please bear with me. Email addresses are great. So at the end of every piece of content that you create, please ensure that you give something of value to your target audience. Okay. Find out what is their most annoying question. The one question that's stopping them from achieving their goals. Get that one. Answer that. Make it into a PDF, like an ebook, or a video, or a podcast. Whatever makes sense, whatever resonates with your target audience, create that and give that for free in return for their email address. That is called a lead magnet. A lead magnet is an ebook, a video, it could be a calculator, it could be a software application, a checklist. You know your niche best, so you will know what works with your target audience. Give it to them in return for their email address. Now, once you have their email address, send out emails on a weekly basis. That's point number four. Engage with them. Okay? Engage with them, send out emails, nurture that relationship so that they know more about you. And point number five technique is webinar. You get these email addresses, help them know more about you and your courses through a webinar. A webinar is like a live training. It could be an hour, 2 hours, where you interact with your target audience, give them even more details, help them make decision, right? So that right there is webinar. And webinar selling is one of the most powerful ways to sell as well as generate leads in today's world. Okay, so there you have it. Content marketing is the most important thing. Get active on YouTube and engage with your audience. Find the questions that your target audience has on their minds. Answer those questions. Use a lead magnet to gather email addresses of your target audience. And then send out weekly emails, newsletters. Engage with your target audience and get them to attend your webinars. And on that webinar, you be honest and persuade them to take action. That's how you can generate leads and sell your online courses better than ever before. On this show notes, I've given you a link. I've created a five-step formula. My five-step formula to generate leads and sell your online courses effectively. It is an ebook. It's a free download. Click on that. Download that ebook so that you can benefit from it. Thank you for listening. My name is C.M. Manjunath. You have a good one. God bless.